The Wisconsin Technical College System will spend more than $1 million over 4 years to further what's called the Advanced Manufacturing Pathway Initiative. Executive Director Morna Foy says this includes developing a revolving door system that'll let graduates frequently return to upgrade their skills. Foy says another goal is to get more young people prepped for a lifelong manufacturing career.
Really reaching down into the high school level, and in some cases even the middle school level, to get students interested in fields related to manufacturing.
Foy says manufacturing is vital to Wisconsin's economy, but suffers from a lack of interest among young students. Even those who want manufacturing jobs may not be thinking well enough ahead.
People have this vision that, you know, my dad worked at a plant, my mom worked at a plant, all I have to do is graduate from high school and I'm ready to go. And that's just not the case anymore. It's important that students take the rigorous math and science to be successful while they're still in high school.
The grants will also help develop a curriculum that lets students do full-time work while earning degrees. The model created at Wisconsin's 16 technical schools may eventually be used in other states with heavy manufacturing sectors. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.